Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, it's that time again for Successipes. We've got your recipe for success in business and living, and I'm very excited about today's episode. We are live and on the air and happy that you're joining us. Our show today, I'm going to welcome my guest, Scott Ravelli, and he is the Executive Director of the Florida Superior Small Lodging Association. So great to have you with us, Scott.
Thank you, Lori. Thank you for inviting me to the show today.
I love it. Share with our listeners what Superior Small Lodging Association is and how you got started.
Okay, well, I'm going to share a little story about myself first, if you don't mind. But I started off as a realtor who really found a niche market with small properties. So I wasn't really in the hospitality business. And I'm a realtor who purchased a hotel back in 2000 as a quick flip investment and ended up becoming an innkeeper for 13 years. Fell so in love with the hospitality business and then I went on to accept the position as the executive director of Superior Small Lodging because I thought it was the perfect way to stay involved with the industry after I sold my hotel. I'm able to mix the hospitality business or the hospitality real estate with my real estate business, and it's really been a great success. So today I'm a hospitality real estate consultant who's focused my real estate business on the niche market of small lodgings. So along with your Successipes, you know, what we do with Superior Small Lodging is partner as much as we can to bring everybody to the next level of success. But a little history on Superior Small Lodging. Superior Small Lodging is a collection of unique boutique lodgings that are all independently owned. They're mostly made up of mom-and-pop hotels, motels, inns, bed and breakfasts, with less than 75 units throughout the state. It was founded in Broward County in 1989 by the Greater Fort Lauderdale Convention and Visitors Bureau and a few small lodging partners who were frustrated with the reputation Fort Lauderdale had gained by catering to college students during spring break. Back then, small lodgings were really struggling to market themselves as an alternative to the larger, well-known hotels that we all know. You know, their service is recognized by their flag affiliations. I mean, when you're talking about the big box hotels, you know exactly what you're going to walk into by the brand name. So it was important to try to find a way to let some of these really quality hotels that were around get involved and be able to brand themselves. So with the creation of Superior Small Lodging, it finally gave visitors the ability to seek out small lodgings with a confidence level that, you know, they'd enjoy a good quality and service when they were staying at one of our member properties. So today, Superior Small Lodging represents about 140 properties around the state of Florida. We have about 2,500 vacation rentals. Our properties are unique in a way that they're made up of, they can be hotel rooms, studio apartments, one and two bedroom apartments. Sometimes they're even in timeshares and co-ops, but they are unique and we do monitor them. We have established ourselves in 11 Florida counties. There are a lot of things that make us unique, but one of the great things that make us unique is we're actually a human scale. And I think as we venture into more and more as Airbnbs and different vacation rentals come up, and as we do more looking at people who want to be on vacation, whether it's the luxury market or the family market, it seems like the trend is actually going towards the smaller properties that actually give the people a feel of being part of the destination. So that's one of the really great things about Superior Small Lodging properties. You almost, when you show up at one of the property members' homes, you feel like you're visiting friends rather than being a tourist. You're likely to see the same people working around the property every day, which will probably be the owners or the general manager. You might get to meet your neighbors sitting in the courtyard or right next door. A really cool thing that I've seen happen in some of the small properties is that people get to know who's staying in the apartment or the room next door to them, and they really become friends. And then over time, they actually call each other ahead. They might meet up in another location, but when they're ready to come back and visit us again, they'll call and make their reservations for the same week. So they're involved. the smaller properties also give a unique experience because people, they do feel like they're part of the community. They feel less like tourists. They're more likely to eat and hang out. They're more likely to eat and hang out where all the locals are going, because, you know, you got the mom and pop, you know, hotelier kind of pointing in the direction instead of a concierge at a front desk, which is fine. I mean, there's something for everybody. But they tend to do more of the local stuff, get involved in the local stuff. And that, you know, we kind of use as a tagline with Superior Smile Lodging often, and it's like you'll show up as a guest, but you'll leave as a friend. And it's really a great little tagline because it really does give you, and when you return, you have that feeling that you're coming to return and visit guests.
Absolutely. And you have a very specific very specific website that has overall where the listeners can go to superiorsmalllodging.com, and they can put in, you know, a name of a city, and it will literally show them the Superior Small Lodging Association member properties that are in that area, the name of it, and they can go and take a look at all the information, as well as, of course, each of the individual properties have their own websites. But I actually like going to superiorsmalllodging.com and, you know, taking a look around there and booking right through your website. I think that's really fun. And I love the fact that there's really an interesting variety of properties, as you mentioned, the 140 or so around the state of Florida. I've become a fan of Superior Small Lodging, you know, over the last year, and had an opportunity to stay at some of the properties and get to some different areas, have some different experiences. They're the kind of things where you might be getting away and going with some family members or some friends, or some of them are great for a romantic getaway. And I like that each of the property has its own really unique feel to it. Some of them are more, you know, upscale boutique, and others, you know, can be more plain, but each of them is really unique. And so I've appreciated that about the properties. And it's also been kind of fun to explore where, I want to go into a certain city. Let me explore and try something different. And as you mentioned, go the local route. Now, I know we're in a state, Scott, where tourism is, you know, that's at the top of what we do here. Florida is all about tourism. Over 125 million people come to our state a year, or in that category? And so tourism is busy. Talk a little bit about how things are happening in terms of the marketing for the state and the type of organizations that you get with and partner. What's going on?
Well, you know, one of the important things, I mean, right now there is a lot going on with the Florida legislation. There's been a few issues that have come up over the past. I mean, as far as I'm going to catch up to that, because I want to go back a second to the fact that, you know, why are marketing partners all very important to us as small lodgings? And when I say us, I'm not just talking about the Florida Superior Small Lodging Association, because I'm talking about our members and really all small properties throughout the state of Florida.
Example of what you mean by your partners. Like, what kind of partners would you be speaking about?
When I talk partners, I talk destination partners. I talk allied partners, which our allied partners may be the restaurants. It may be the attractions in the area. They're all – everybody in the industry is our partners, and we all work in synergy together, because tourism works for everybody. Everybody has to work together. It's a, you know, everybody has to come together and keep it going, because it's important that, you know, if somebody's coming to a destination, whether it's Florida or, you know, let's go into Broward County, or you can bring it down into Pinellas County or some of the smaller counties, you want to bring that whole brand awareness into focus, and it was really all about that. And that's what our partnerships do. I mean, a year or two ago, we partnered. Superior Small Lodging partnered with the Florida Restaurant and Lodging Association. And they really are like our lobbying arm to keep us on track and give us a big voice on the policies that are made around the state. And that's really what's happening, you know, right now with the Florida legislation. And there's talk about – last week there was talk about doing away with the funding for Visit Florida, which is our big lobbying, our destination marketing office for the state. And that passed, and the governor supports fully funding Visit Florida. But now this week, it seems, it appears there was a meeting just yesterday, and at that meeting, they voted, and let me see, that was the, oh my God, what's the name of that committee? But anyways, one of the committees on economic development for the county, for the state, voted to eliminate Visit Florida altogether. And that would be the House Subcommittee on Careers and Competition. So there are some people in legislation that think that, you know, like you said earlier, sunshine and beaches is all it takes to market a destination. And, you know, it takes a lot more than that. We've shown that, first of all, for every 85 visitors that come to Florida, it creates one job. And that itself is pretty amazing. I mean, every 85 visitors that visit our state contribute one job to our economy. Every dollar that Visit Florida spends marketing our destination, marketing people coming to Florida, the return on investment is $3.20. So
Wow. That's,
I mean, if I could make an investment of $1 and get back three, I'd invest everything I had to get it back. Listen, Visit Florida is Florida's economy heavily relies on Visit Florida's ability to attract, I mean, millions of visitors who spend billions of dollars in our destination. And again, when I say partners, I'm talking about everybody in the business. We depend heavily on the partnership with Visit Florida to support the success of everybody. The larger hotels, restaurants, attractions, retail businesses, we all work together to elevate the brand of Florida as a premier destination for everybody to live, work, play, and visit. I mean, we want people to visit here, but we'd like to see them maybe come back and maybe live here and contribute to our economy. Through Visit Florida, all of the destination partners or all of the Florida partners are really able to access co-op marketing opportunities and specialized grant opportunities that make us brand ambassadors. So all of our business partners, again, restaurant, retail stores, large hotels, small hotels, we become brand ambassadors. One of the great things that Visit Florida has been able to provide for Superior Small Lodging through its co-op and grant opportunities is the ability to place rack cards and signage in all of the welcome centers along the highways. So if you're driving in and out of the state of Florida, into the state of Florida, and you stop at one of the welcome centers, you'll see the Superior Small Lodging rack cards in there, which will direct you to our webpage, which is the Superior Small Lodging webpage. There's also a QR code in there as well. The grant opportunities that Visit Florida offers small businesses as well, I mean, it offers it to us as an association, and it offers it to all of our small properties, all of our small lodgings. Everybody has access to it. We are partners with Visit Florida, and the opportunities are there. There's great access to marketing, social media initiatives that are focused on showcasing Florida's heritage, culture, and nature. I mean, and those are the ones that are so important to our brand, because one of the special things about Visit Florida about Superior Small Lodging is we are authentic. We are vintage. Some of our properties, you know, we pride ourselves on cleanliness, but you mentioned earlier the characters of the hotels, and really they're all little niche characters, and they take on the personalities of the owners, and of some of them have been in families for generations. So it's like the grandparents ran it, and then the parents ran it, and now the grandchildren are running it. And it's we like to showcase that, the vintage. We're going into a whole marketing series on vintage Florida to show off Florida as what it used to be like and its pristine, beautiful, unique presentations.
Exactly.
Again, going back to
as we come to the end of our show, which I hate, Scott, the work that we're doing together, I do want to thank Superior Small Lodging and Visit Florida for allowing me to participate in a grant program with them so that we can showcase Superior Small Lodging member properties and give them promotion through the social media, as you know, things like this, podcasting, blogs, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, Pinterest, Instagram, and you're going to see more of us doing work with you and Superior Small Lodging in Visit Florida. So thanks again to Scott Ravelli for joining us, Executive Director of Superior Small Lodging Association. And Scott, I look forward to working with you and all of the member properties real soon. And please come back to Successapees.
Bill, most definitely. Thank you, Lori. Thank you very much for including me in your show today. And I look forward to working with you much more into the future.
Thank you so much. Bye for now, everyone.